Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined by Andrea Kegmarinski, head coach of the Penn Lake Christian Volleyball team. And Andrea, since the last time we've talked, a lot of matches have been played for this Eagle squad. And before we kind of break down specific portions of the season, just kind of your overall thoughts as the season's starting to kind of wind down now and you get ready for postseason play, on how the girls have looked on the court and just, you know, played throughout some of these more recent matches.
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of good moments of grit and competitiveness come out. And so that's been our focus in these, especially this week. We get a full week of practice here, so we've been holding it to a higher standard of grit all the way through.
And we're going to come back and touch on that week-long practice schedule here just a little bit and getting a chance to look at that. Just kind of looking back and going through some of these matches, kind of looking at some of the wins for the Eagles here. Some really solid wins there. Newton, Creston, Woodward, Granger, GMG, Southeast Warren, who was a ranked team at the time, Des Moines Christian in that mix as well. Looking back through some of those, and not necessarily each specific match, but what are some of the things that it feels like, you know, have stood out throughout those victories you guys have had that you've done really well that you can kind of build on here going into the home stretch of the season?
A lot of those games we just really played well together as a unit. We were playing it team volleyball, so I would say that's what we did really well in those games, just playing together, playing free, playing disciplined.
And even in some of the losses here, you know, you never want to walk away with a loss, but there's positive signs within that. I mean, you look at the Washington one, a very hard-fought match over there at their place. You go to Dallas Center Grimes, and ultimately, you know, you got off to a strong start, and Dallas Center Grimes is a very good squad in Class 4A. Same thing with, you know, Indianola, with Pala High at the Des Moines Christian Tournament there, Grundy Center as well, and Grinnell. When you get into those matches, and even though you're not necessarily walking away with wins, some great opportunities for the girls to kind of build some of that character and some of those losses.
Yeah, we've had really strong learning opportunities from those games. Again, glimpses of really strong grit and competitiveness. So that's something we're really focusing on, is how do we get those characteristics and that team aspect all the way through.
And one of the most recent matches I get to see was that Indianola one, and you guys played really strong in that one. You kind of showed that grit like you're talking about there. One of those things was just, you know, their athleticism and their size presented issues, because it felt like anytime you had a good swing on the ball or had a well-placed tip or something like that, they just seemed to be everywhere. As a coach in that those moments there, when you're looking at those and working with the girls through those moments where you get those teams that are like that, what's kind of the message to them and just how you guys go about trying to work through that and try to find ways to get them out of rhythm?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say for one, we are a strong serving team. A lot of those games we were keeping good teams out of system, and so that's one of our strengths, and so we try to highlight that when we're speaking with them in timeouts and that kind of thing. But ultimately, we're trying to teach these girls how to play the long game as well, how to stay calm under pressure.
And looking at the team this year, again, as we're talking to Andrea Kekmarinski, head coach of the Penn Lake Christian volleyball team, just kind of looking at some of the girls who, you know, have stepped it up. I know Bryn Roseboom was a big contributor for this squad a year ago. She's maybe even risen and taken her game to another level this year. Rachel Kekmarinski as well. Got some run last year, has really felt like taking a step forward this year. Addie Van Arendonk as well, when it comes to the attacking side of things, as well as Amaya Heisman as well.
Yeah, all of those girls are leading our team really, really well. I'd say each of them have their own roles where they are leading super well. It's combining those efforts is where we're working through right now.
And when we talk about the attack, we can't miss Bryn Runner in there, because she does do a little bit of the attacking, but her main responsibility is making sure that the ball gets passed around to keep the defense off balance as well. And it feels like, you know, She came in with pretty big shoes to fill with Chloe, and she has found her, you know, style, the way she wants to play, and has done a really good job of leading, you know, from that role this season.
Yeah, she's been leading our offense really, really well, moving the ball around, staying confident. We love it when she goes on too.
And we are looking at the defensive side of things now. I mean, the back line this year, you've had Jessa DeVries step into, you know, the libero spot. Amaya Agri has stepped into that back line as well. And then Sophia Slachter hasn't necessarily had the attacks as much, but at the net, she's been, it feels like, really strong there defensively, you know, kind of leading the charge in the front of the net as well. What can you say about the way that those kind of, those three have kind of stepped up to lead the defensive part of the game for Pendle Christian?
Yeah, I'd say they work really well together. It's been super fun to have Sophia on our team this year. I'm so glad she decided to come out. And she has really, really pushed our team and helped our team, especially at the block.
And you mentioned the service, you know, the service line just a little bit. I want to make sure we touch on that because it feels like that has been an area of the game where this team has really grown a little bit. Looking at it, 111 aces already on the season with more matches still to be played. And it just feels like you guys have maybe found something within the rhythm of matches to be able to find that. What's kind of been the biggest difference, it feels like, in your opinion, from where this team was even last year to where they are this year and the way that they're serving the ball?
Yeah, we tell our girls aggressive mistakes are positive ones. So we want to see them, you know, being put in pressure situations where they're still serving their regular balls, how they, you know, put pressure on teams. So giving them a lot of confidence on that service line.
And we mentioned we're going to come back and touch on practices because it's not very often you get, you know, full week to really get a chance to work on things in a season like this. But you guys have gotten that opportunity before getting ready to go play at the Grandview Christian Triangular now. And just looking at that opportunity you guys have had, what have been some of the key things you guys have been able to work on to make sure that this final stretch of the season where you're getting ready to get all into postseason play, you're kind of fine-tuning those things and making sure they're ready to go for the postseason?
Yeah, this week has been a blessing. We needed this week to really just kind of hone in on our skills, but also the mental side of the game as well.
And when you talk about the mental side of the game, what are some of the key components within that for some of us who maybe aren't as familiar with, you know, some of the mental side of the game of volleyball and, you know, just making sure that the girls are ready for those high-pressure situations that they will get put in come postseason time?
Yeah, it's just staying sharp in your disciplines and believing in your teammates and mentally putting yourself in positions that you know are going to be tough and still fighting your way out of it.
And one final question. I mean, we mentioned it. You got a triangular Ankeny Christian Academy, Grandview Christian up there in Des Moines, a chance to, you know, really kind of test yourselves on Monday night ahead of another big, you know, Little Hockey Conference road test at Norwalk as well. What do you want to see Monday night in those two matches to really kind of gauge what you did in practice throughout this week and make sure it's really ready to go Tuesday night when you go on the road to Norwalk?
We've been working really hard on our communication, how we speak to our teammates, how we speak to our opponents, that kind of stuff. So that's what we really want to see in this next week of competition, but also, again, our mental game step up.
Andrea, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck here as we get ready for those, I think it's final almost like 6-7 matches here at this point, but appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Andrea Kekmirinski, head coach of the Pendle Christian Volleyball Team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.